Day one with nuclear power. We can run 24/7 operations. No more shutting down for lunar night. Year one. We're mining water ice, producing oxygen and hydrogen. A lunar base becomes self-sufficient for air and water. Year five, we're manufacturing rocket fuel. Mars missions can refuel in lunar orbit, cutting costs by 90%. Year 10, with enough reactors, we're 3D printing entire habitats from lunar concrete. The moon becomes a construction site for deep space missions. But these goals are part of NASA's roadmap and concept studies, not firm deliverables. Here's the plot twist nobody sees coming. The tech we develop for the moon solves problems on Earth. Remote Arctic bases, disaster zones where the grid's destroyed, deep ocean exploration, even Mars colonies. They all need compact, reliable nuclear power. The moon reactor becomes the prototype for energy independence anywhere. And politically, the country that proves safe, portable nuclear power could own the future of energy, not just in space, everywhere.